弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
现在在路上稍微耽搁了一下，晚了几分钟。
So there's a couple minutes on the road back, so it's kind of just a couple minutes late.
今天我们继续看你怎么样肯定你的救恩。
Today we continue to study how can you be sure of your salvation.
约翰一书也给我们至少十个测验。
In the book of 1 John, it gives us at least 10 tests.
我们上次讲了四个测验。
Last time we talked about 4 of the tests.
这四个测验在你们节目单上。
So those 4 were printed on your program.
第一个测验，你对罪敏感吗？
The first one is, are you sensitive to sin?
圣经给罪下了定义。
This Bible gives a definition.
圣经也用各种不同的名字来形容罪。
Bible uses different names to describe sin.
请问你对这些罪敏感吗？
Please, may I ask you, are you sensitive to this sin?
第二个，你遵守神的话语吗？
The second is, do you obey God's command?
你是不是很小心的，很认真的去遵守呢？
Are you carefully and faithfully obey God's command?
还是你说，哇，这个诫命，太难了。
Or is it this command is too difficult?
你不愿意遵守。
You are not willing to obey.
约翰在一书里面提醒我们一句话。
John reminded us in 1 John.
请我们看第五章。
Let's go to chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰一书第五章第三节。
First John 5:3
说，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的，因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界，就是我们的信心。如果你是从神生的。
If you were born from God,
你有神的生命,
you have God's life.
你在遵守诫命的时候，你不会觉得那么难。
So it won't be hard when you obey the command.
就好像你要一只牛啊，去做人的事情，你又觉得很难。
So if you want a cow to do things of a man, it would be very difficult.
因为牛没有人的生命。
Because cow does not have a life of a man.
你有神的生命，你对神的诫命的看法会不一样。
If you have God's life, you would look differently at God's command.
如果你老是觉得神的诫命太难了。
If you always feel God's commands are too difficult.
不适合我。
It doesn't fit for you.
不适合今天的世界。
It doesn't fit for today's society.
有一个可能。
There's one possibility.
你还不是从神生的。
You have not been born of God.
第三个测验。
The third test.
你拒绝这个邪恶的世界吗？
Do you reject this evil world?
这个世界是以撒旦为头的一个系统。
So this world is a system that's led by Satan.
里面有也肉体的情欲。
It has sensuality.
有眼目的情欲。
It also has pride, covetousness.
也有骄傲。
It also has pride.
你是不是在寻找这些？
Are you seeking for those?
而你忘记这些都不是从父来的。
And then you forgot these are not from our father.
并且这些都要过去。
And all this shall pass.
第四个测验。
The fourth test.
你是不是渴望着等待耶稣基督的再来？
Are you eagerly waiting for the Christ coming again?
还是觉得今天的世界太好了？
Or you think today's world is better?
太美了。
It's so beautiful.
基督来不来无所谓啊。
Whether Christ come or not,
我现在最大的目的就是要延长我这世界的寿命啊。
The only purpose is to extend my life in this world.
所以我注重我的饮食啊。
That's why I pay attention to my food I eat.
我注意的运动啊。
I pay attention to exercise.
因为我要延长我今生的生命。
Because I want to extend my life.
而忘记了。
And then I forget.
你可以增加五年呢。
You can maybe add 5 years.
或者十年呢。
Or 10.
或者20年呢。
Or even 20.
但是还是要过去。
But still, it's going to pass.
今天我们看下面几个测验。
Today we can look the following test.
我们先看第五个测验。
First, we look at number 5, the fifth test.
你看到你生命中罪的模式的减少吗？
Do you see a decreasing pattern of sin?
请注意是减少而不是完全的去掉。
Please pay attention, the word is decreased, not completely eliminated.
如果一个人他从来没有断绝过他罪的模式，
If one person never separate from the pattern of sin,
他是一个没有重生得救的人，
then he is not a born again person.
不管这个人怎么宣称他是基督徒，
It doesn't whatever he claims as a Christian.
如果他继续留在罪中，
But he continues to remain in
sin. 他还蛮喜欢的，
He still likes it.
他还不想离开的话，
He doesn't like to leave.
那么这只是他的宣称呢，
That's only what he claims,
而不是个事实。
But it's not a fact.
这种生活的模型，
such a pattern of life,
和救恩是不能共处的，
cannot coexist with salvation.
因为一个人得救，他是要从一个情况当中被脱离出来，对吧？
So a person, if he has to be saved, he has to separate himself, saved out of a condition, isn't it?
是吧？是什么情况？
What kind of condition?
就是罪。
It's sin.
如果一个人他说他得救，
If someone says he's saved,
他仍然热在罪中啊。
He continually to live in sin.
那他其实说这个救恩是没有效的。
So he was telling him the salvation has no effect on him.
这个救恩对我没有用的。
So there's no use for me.
约翰就是在这里。
So John says,
告诉我们基督的工作跟救恩是有效的。
Tells us that Jesus' work.And salvation is effective.
我们看第四节，第三章第四节。
Let's go to chapter 3, verse 4.
约翰在这里说，凡犯罪的，就是违背律法。这边违背律法或不法，英文叫 lawless, 哈。
So the English word is lawless.
原来的希腊文 anomia 的意思是说已经打在你们节目单上面，也许中文的翻译，这个人活着好像世上没有法律一样。
So in the Chinese translation, this one who lives as if there's no law in the world.
既然没有法律，他就可以无法无天了。
Since there is no law, therefore he can do anything as he wants.
他可以乱为妄为，没有任何的后果。
So he can do anything without a consequences.
那约翰在第五节说，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。约翰说耶稣已经显现过了。
So John says Jesus has appeared.
他已经道成肉身。
He came in flesh.
他在地上住了三十几年。
He lived 30 some years in the world.
为什么？
Why?
要救罪人跟除掉人的罪。
It's to save the sinners and eliminate sin.
耶稣不但要除掉罪的惩罚，
Not only he is going to take away the penalties of sin.
他要除掉罪的模型。
He also will take away the pattern of sin.
所以约翰在第七节第八节又说，小子们不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样，犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。约翰在提醒信徒们。
Here John is reminding the disciples.
不要上当。
Don't fall for it.
不要上魔鬼的当。
Don't fall for the devil's.
啊，说神的儿女还是会继续犯罪的。
He says that God's children continue to sin.
哦，犯罪是他们的习惯。
So to sin is their habit.
这边第七节说，犯罪是个现在式的动词。
In verse 7, the verb about sin uses the present tense.
形容一个人继续的、不断、习惯性的犯罪。
It describes a person continually, habitually to sin.
魔鬼的作为就是要人受罪的捆绑。
So the work of the devil is led people to be under the bondage of sin.
成为罪的奴隶。
To be a slave.
但耶稣来了以后。
But after Jesus came.
他就是要把魔鬼这种力量给除掉了。
He's going to give up the power of the devil.
这边除灭啊，这个字除灭，我们中文那个希腊文是过去式。
So the word To eliminate is a past tense.
换句话，这个事情已经完成发生了。
So that means it's already happened.
换句话，神的儿女们已经被罪的捆绑救出来了。
In other words, God's children have already delivered out of sin.
他们有能力胜过魔鬼。
So they have the power to overcome the devil.
他们不会再喜欢罪。
They will no longer like sin.
弟兄姐妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
一个习惯性连续的犯罪,
if you continually, habitually sin,
那么你从来没有减少过,
has never decreased,
那表示拯救在你的身上还没有发生,
it means that salvation has not occurred in you.
不然的话,你就是在说耶稣圣经讲的话是错误的。
Otherwise, you think the Bible is wrong.
我在这边需要澄清一件事情。
Here I want to clarify something.
有些弟兄姐妹怀疑他们的救恩。
Some brothers and sisters doubt their salvation.
因为他们有些罪恶或不好的习惯,他们不能完全的根除。
Because they have some bad habits they cannot completely get rid of.
他们是有进步。
They've been progressing.
他们犯罪的次数越来越少。
They're decreasing number of sinful acts.
但是他们一犯罪之后,他们就很挣扎。
But once they sin, they start to struggle.
他们怀疑自己是不是得救。
They won't doubt if they were saved.
约翰在这里讲的不是这种人。
Here, John is not speaking of those people.
约翰讲的是第四节里面的人。
What John is speaking of those in verse 4.
第四节是什么样的人呢?
What kind of people in verse 4?
那违法的人呢?
Those lawless.
是那种拒绝神的话语,
those who refuse God's words.
没有把神放在眼里,
they never keep the God in their heart.
虽然神对他的这个罪已经下了定, 评判,
even though God had judged their sin.
他仍然继续的, 任意妄为啊,
they continue to do as with their wish.
他没有后悔,
they have no repentance.
也没有想改变,
they don't want to change.
有时候不但自己行, 还希望别人去行啊,
not only they do it, they want other people to do it too.
这样的人, 约翰说是还没有得救的。
Those kind of people, John says, they are unsaved.
当一位基督徒, 他和神发生了关系,
once a Christian have a relationship with God,
他的生命有一个彻底的改变,
so his life has a complete change.
这个生命让他对罪会想要离开。
So this new life wants him to leave sin.
他这个生命的改变让他有能力能够胜过。
So this life change gave him the power to overcome.
我们看保罗怎么讲。
That's what Paul says.
请我们打开罗马书第6章14节。
I go to Romans chapter 6, verse 14.
罗马书6章14节。
Romans 6, 14. Master means you cannot control, he controls you.
圣经说罪已经不再是你们的主人了。
Here it says, sin is no longer your master.
再看17节18节。
Let's read verse 17 and 18.
17节。 感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，从前呢，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆啊！现在公义是你的主人。Now
righteousness is your master.
你会喜欢去做公义的事情。So
you will love and will not do anything unrighteous.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
因为真的基督徒仍然会犯罪,
a true Christian may still sin.
在他成圣的过程当中,
during the process of sanctification,
他甚至会屡次的屈服在一个试探之下,
he sometimes may yield to sin, the temptations.
但是他不会故意的,
but he would not purposefully,
无所谓的,
he would not carelessly,
不怕神的去犯罪,
doesn't fear God.
并且当弟兄姐妹劝告他的时候
and also when his brothers and sisters advise him,
他不会为自己辩护啊
he would not defend himself,
甚至攻击讲他话的人
he would not attack those who criticize him.
在我们节目单上写了一句英文字眼
there is a sentence printed on our program.
一位真的信徒他仍然会 sin frequently, 他仍然会屡次的犯罪
Truly, the true believer, he may sin frequently.
但他不会 practicing sin. 他不会去从事犯罪的行动。
But he will not practice sin.
就好像一个医生从事医疗的工作。
Just like a physician practices medicine.
就好像一个律师从事律法的工作。
It's like a lawyer practices law.
一个神的儿女不会去从事犯罪的工作。
So a God's child will not practice sin.
这中间有很大的不同。
So there's a difference, big difference.
基督徒是由神生的。
Christians were born of God.
不是靠自己宣布的。
It's not according to your own claim.
神在他身上所种的种子。
God has planted a seed in him.
我们小字真的小字说神的道哈。
It says God's word.
神的道带着神的生命。
God's word has God's life.
就好像不同的种子会长出不同的果子来。
Just like a different seed brings out different fruits.
神的种子一定长出公义来。
So God's seed will bear fruit of righteousness.
它会打断你罪的模式。
He will break.The pattern of sin
不会让你每况愈下或停留原状
will not let you getting worse or even stay maintaining status
它会一天一天的减少
it will continue to decrease daily
我们看第六个
the sixth, number six
你爱其他的基督徒吗
do you love other Christians
你可能有这样的经历
you may have such experiences
当你信主以后
After you became a believer,
你认识某位弟兄或姐妹
you know certain brothers or sisters.
因为某个原因
for some reason,
你们开始来玩
you begin to fellowship.
过了一阵子
after
a while, 你们两个非常的亲近，非常的相爱
you become very intimate. You love each other.
这种亲近相爱，甚至比你的亲兄弟姐妹还来得多
Such intimacy even beyond you and your blood brothers.
为什么
Why?
两个原因
There are two reasons.
第一个原因
The first,
你们两个人生命被改变过了
Because your life has been changed.
你们不但有知识上的交流
not only you have a communication in knowledge.
你们有情感上的交流
You have a communication in emotions.
但最珍贵的
But most precious.
你在灵性上可以交流
You also communicate in spirit.
灵是人最深处的地方
So spirit is the most deepest part of man
能够在最深处上交流你觉得很满足、啊、
If you can communicate in the deepest part you will be very satisfied
现在你们两个都有神的生命
That both of you have a God's life
你们现在价值观一样
You have same value
优先次序一样
You have same priority
你们兴趣一样
You have same interest
哦，所以你们谈起话来很投机、啊、很兴奋
Talk, you're very excited, you get along.
你们用神的话彼此勉励鼓励。
You encourage each other with God's word.
难怪你们喜欢在一起啊。
That's why you like each other. You want to be.
我有时候听到基督徒会说。
Sometimes the Christian may say.
他今生最亲近的一个人。
The most close person to him.
是一位没有信主的朋友。
Is an unbelieved friend.
我听了以后总是有纳闷啊。
Sometimes I wonder when I hear it.
这怎么可能呢
？How could that be?
如果你的生命真被神改变过来
If your life has already changed by God,
怎么还会这样呢
How could that be?
一个有神生命的人
somebody who has God's life,
不会把一个没有神生命的人当作他最知心的朋友
would not consider somebody to be his best friend who is not a believer.
第一个原因两个人有同样的生命
The first reason is they have both have the same life.
第二个原因，两个人有同在人上同一个目的跟使命。
So they in the both of them have the same mission in life, same purpose.
什么目的
？What purpose?
荣耀神
，glorify God，
并且一生以他为乐。
And also we in God they have joy all their life.
他的使命呢
？What is the mission?
传福音。
to evangelize,
使人做门徒,
make disciples,
两人常常在一起,
so the two often spend time together,
是好伙伴, 好同志,
so they are good friends and good companions,
难怪两人会相亲相爱,
that's why they love each other,
他们自然会爱另外一个基督徒,
so they will automatically love another Christian.
保罗有一句话提醒我们,
Paul has a saying remind us,
让我们看提摩太前书第四章第九节,
let's go to 1st Timothy chapter 4,
提摩太前书帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
Thessalonica
第四章第九节
First Thessalonica chapter 4
四章九节
Verse 9
说论到弟兄们相爱不用人写信给你们换句话说不用人教你了你自己知道会知道的因为你们自己蒙了神的教训叫你们彼此相爱换句话说你会爱上另外一个基督徒是自然的
So in other words you would naturally love another Christian
你的新的性情让你这样做的
Your new nature makes you so
不需要人在旁边教你的
Doesn't need to be taught
约翰在这段经文是这样的提醒我们
So John in this passage remind us
那我们回到第三章第十节十一节
Let's go back to chapter 3 verses 10-11
第三章十到十一节
Verse 10-11 chapter 3
从此就显出谁是神的儿女谁是魔鬼的儿女凡不行义的就不属神不爱弟兄的也是如此我们应当彼此相爱这就是你们从起初所听见的命令、okay. 这边我们中文说显出哈原来的意思是非常明显的
So the original meaning is very obvious
这两种人是很明显的
Those two kinds of people are very obvious
不像我们想象说哦，很难分辨
It's not like we thought we can hardly discriminate
但第十节后半边告诉我们两个事实
But the two facts told us in second half of verse 10
属神的人会行公义
Those belong to God will act righteously.
属神人会爱弟兄。
And those who belong in God will love brothers.
爱弟兄姐妹，约翰一书里面讲了好几次。
Many times in 1 John talk about love brothers and sisters.
我们再回到第二章九到十一节。
Let's go back to chapter 2, look at the verses 9 to 11.
第二章九到十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 9 to 11.
人若说自己在光明中却恨他的弟兄他到如今还是在黑暗里爱弟兄的就是住在光明中在他并没有半点的缘由唯独爱弟恨弟兄的是在黑暗里且在黑暗里行也不知道往哪里去因为黑暗叫他眼瞎了如果一个人说他自己在光明中行
If somebody says he's walking in the light,
他已经从黑暗进入光明,
he already entered into light from darkness.
他是说他是基督徒,
he says he's a Christian.
他就会行义, 不会恨人了。
So he will do righteousness and will not hate people.
他会爱其他的基督徒。
He will love other Christians.
我能不能问你两个问题?
May I ask you two questions?
第一个问题,
the first,
你恨某一个弟兄或姐妹吗?
Do you hate a certain brother or sister?
你恨某位执事吗
Do you hate a certain deacon?
你恨某一位教会的领袖吗
Do you hate a teacher, a leader of the church?
哦，你可能说我没有恨。
Maybe you say no, I don't hate anyone.
但请问你有没有在背后批评他
I'm asking, have you criticized him in his back?
因为他可能什么事情上得罪了你。
Maybe he has offended you.
伤了你的自尊
hurt your self-respect
所以你在别人面前取笑他的侍奉
that's why you ridicule his service
你希望他的侍奉不成功
you wish him would fail in his ministry
你希望他的侍奉完全的失败
you want him to completely fail
你在教会有没有等机会找机会
are you waiting for the opportunity in the church
一有事情你就让小事变大
if anything happens you will stir up a little thing become big
如果你不在的话
If you're not,
可能这小事就没有了
Maybe there's no problem
或者大事就变小事
Or bigger things become smaller
但是你无风不起浪
But everything has a cost to happen
你在找那个机会等那个机会
You're waiting for the cost
圣经里面讲一句类似的话。
The Bible has similar saying.
我们看一下箴言第十章十二节。
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章十二节。
Proverbs 10:12.
这边说，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。当你心中有那样的恨，
When you have a hatred in you，
你有那种苦毒的心啊，
When you have the bitterness，
你在找机会会把争端弄起来。
So you will find opportunity to start a dissension。
我能不能问你再问你第二个问题？
May I ask a second question？
请问你爱教会里面所有的基督徒吗？
Do you love all Christians in the church?
每一位基督徒吗？
Every single Christian?
还是你不想跟一些基督徒来玩？
Or you do not like to fellowship with Christians?
哇，他们年纪轻啊。
Oh, they're young.
背景不一样啊。
Different background.
地位比我低啊。
They're lower in the position.
经济能力比我差。
They're lower economic ability.
我只喜欢跟我一般高的基督徒在一起啊。
I only like to be with Christians who are about the same as I am.
不管你的情形是恨还是没有全部的爱。
Whether you have hatred or you're not completely loving everyone.
你需要停下来。
You need to stop.
问问自己。
Ask yourself.
我是不是仍然在黑暗当中？
Am I still in darkness?
我是不是仍然看不见？
Can I still be blind?
我真是神的儿女吗？
I am truly God's children.
约翰也讲了一句类似的话，关于爱的。
John also said similar words about love.
我们到第三章十四节到十五节。
Let's go to chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
三章十四到十五节。
Chapter 3, 14, 15.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的忍住在死中，还恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面。爱的确是一个人属灵有没有属灵生命的测验。
Love is truly a test to see whether you have a spiritual life.
爱的反面是恨、
The opposite of love is hatred.
有人可能觉得说，哎呀，恨什么？其实没什么了不起啊。
You may say it's no big deal to hate someone.
是极小的事情呢。
It's a smaller issue.
但神的话却提醒我们。
But God's word reminds us.
恨人等于杀人。
To hate someone is commit murder.
当你恨人的时候
，When you hate someone,
你可能没有杀他的身体、
Even though you did not.Kill his body.
但你杀他的品格。
But you murdered his character.
你杀他的名声。
You murdered his reputation.
有时候你让杀害比杀害他身体更糟糕。
Sometimes it's the worst damage.
但爱的弟兄姐妹出死入生。
So love will make a brother to leave darkness into light.
因为他有属灵的生命。
Because he has a spiritual life.
使徒约翰也写了约翰福音。
Apostle John also wrote the Gospel according to John.
他记载耶稣讲过一句话。
He recorded what Jesus said.
请我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's go to John chapter 13.
三十三节到三十四节。
Verses 33 to 37.
三十三节到三十四节。
33 to 34.
找到以后，我们一起来读这段经文。
Let's read this passage together.
对不起，三十四、三十五节。
34-35.
Okay, 对不起。34-35节我们一起来念。
We'll read verse 34-35.
行。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒来。这边神给我们一个很高的标准。
Here, God gave us a very high standard.
我们相爱像他爱我们一样。
We love each other should be the same way.
我们没有人敢说达到这个标准。
Nobody can reach that standard.
但这却是我们互相鼓舞往前走的一个好目标。
But this is the purpose we encourage each other we should warm at.
早期的教会。
In the early churches,
在罗马帝国之下
under Roman Empire,
受到极大的迫害
they suffered great persecution.
当人发现你是基督徒
that when they realize that you are a Christian,
你会被杀,
you'll be killed.
并且被杀得很可怜,
and they're very cruel to be killed.
有时候把一个野兽的皮啊, 包在你的身上,
sometimes they put this animal skin over you.
丢在狮子老虎的中间,
so throw you into the lions or tiger.
给他们吃死,
so you'll be eaten to death.
有时候把你身上浸在一个蜡里面,
also to soak your body into wax.
然后在你头上点火,
and they let a fire on your head.
做晚上的蜡烛,
to become a candlelight at night.
并且,
also,
你的妻子儿女会被卖成奴隶,
so they'll sell your children and wife to be slaves.
但教会发展很快,
but the church continued to spread.
这种压迫阻挡不了啊,
the persecution did not stop.
没有办法让它慢下来,
cannot slow its process.
历史告诉我们,
the history tells us.
因为他们彼此相爱,
because they love each other.
他们没有彼此相恨,
they did not hate each other.
这些还没有信主的人呢,
for those who are unbelievers,
很被这个吸引呢,
was attracted by this.
他们很希望也成为基督徒啊,
so they hope to become Christian.
他们对基督徒的一个评语啊,
they have a praise for the Christian.
在你的节目单上,
it's printed on your program.
英文是说, 看啊他们如何彼此相爱,
behold how they love one another.
英文六个字, 中文十个字, 看啊他们如何彼此相爱,
so there are only 60 English words but 10 Chinese words.
当我们彼此相爱,
when we love one another,
是证明我们属于神,
to prove that we belong to God,
是证明我们在光明中,
to prove we are in the light,
是证明我们已经出死入生了,
to prove that we have left darkness into light.
我们看第七个测验,
the seventh test.
你经历被答应的祷告吗?
Do you experience answered prayers?
换句话说,你的祷告常常被神答应吗?
In other words, were your prayers often being promised by God?
我们看第三章22节,
let's go to chapter 3 verse 22.
3章22节,
3:22.
并且我们一切所求的, 就从他得着, 因为我们遵守他的命令, 行他所喜悦的事。 再看24节,
let's read verse 24.
遵守神命令的, 就住在神里面, 神也住在他里面。 我们所以知道神住在我们里面, 是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。 你能够知道你是个基督徒,
if you know, you can know that you're a Christian.
如果神经常答应你的祷告,
if God often promise your prayers,
而你的祷告能够被蒙应允,
if your prayer are promised by God,
22节告诉我们,
in verse 22 it tells us,
因为你遵守神的命令,
because you followed his command.
而你为什么能够遵守神的命令?
How can you obey God's command?
24节告诉我们,
verse 24 tells us,
因为圣灵住在你里面,
because the Spirit is in you.
圣灵比谁都大,
Spirit is greater than
圣灵是神,
Spirit is God.
当他住在你里面的时候,
when he lives in you,
你会遵守他的诫命,
you will follow his command.
约翰在另外一处讲同样的真理,
in another place John spoke the same truth.
请我们看5章14节15节,
let's go chapter 5 14 and 15.
5:14-15,
5:14-15.
我们若照他的旨意求什么,他就听我们,这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。 既然知道他听我们一切所求的, 就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。 你若照他的旨意求,
if you seek according to his will,
神一定答应,
God will promise you.
一位顺服神的基督徒,
for a Christian who is obedient to God,
他知道神已经好好旨意写在圣经里面,
he knows God has his work written in the Bible.
所以当他祷告的时候,
so when he prays,
他是根据圣经来祷告,
he will pray according to the Bible.
他不是根据自己的血气来祷告,
he's not going to pray according to his own flesh,
他根据自己的欲望来祷告,
or according to his own desires.
难怪神会答应,
that's why no wonder God promised.
如果你祷告经常给神答应
，If your prayers are often answered by God，
这带给你得救的那种喜乐、自信跟确实。
So this will bring you the joy and the self-confidence and assurance of salvation。
今天许多人向神祷告。
Today many people pray to God。
但他们却不知道他们祷告神是什么。是什么
But they don't know what they're praying for.
他神的旨意是什么？
They don't know what God's will.
神要我们怎么准备自己来祷告？
How does God ask us to prepare ourselves for prayer?
如果是这样的祷告，
If such kind of prayers,
神没有责任要答应。
God has no obligation to answer.
我们看一次圣经节。
Let's read one passage.
然后举几个例子。
I'll give you some examples.
诗篇66篇18节。
Psalm 66, 18.
诗篇66篇18节。
Psalm 66, 18.
请找到和跟我一起念。
Let's read together.
诗篇66篇第18节。
Psalm 66, 18.
一起来。
Read.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听哈。和合本我们的圣经是翻成注重哈，有些翻译本把它翻成偏向。我的心如果偏向，或者有的新的译本把它翻成忽视。如果我的心忽视罪孽，觉得无所谓，那么说主必不听呢。如果你是丈夫的。如果你是个丈夫
，If you're a husband，
你爱你的妻子吗
？Do you love your wife？
如果你是做妻子的
，If you're a wife，
你顺服你的丈夫吗
？Do you obey your husband？
如果你是做父母的
，If you're parents，
你有照主的话语管教他们吗
？Are you discipline your children according to God's word？
如果我们不肯做
，If we're unwilling to do so，
我们有罪
，We have a sin，
我们舍不得离开这个罪
，We're unwilling to leave the sin.
我们不遵守神的命令。
We do not obey God's command.
那神为什么要听我们的祷告？
Then why should God listen to our prayers?
还有哪一种祷告神也不听？
What another? Is there another kind of prayer God will not listen?
那我们看一下雅各书。
Let's go to James.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James, Chapter 4.
第二节到第三节
verse 2 and verse 3
雅各书第四章第二节到第三节
chapter 4 book of James verse 2
找到请你跟我一起来念
let's read together with pastor
一起来
let's read
你们贪恋还是得不着你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴争战也不能得你们得不着是因为你们不求你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求要浪费在你们的宴乐中这边妄求哈原来的意思是错误的求或者是恶意的求
So the original meaning is asking for wrong motive or with an evil mind
是的他偏偏刚才那个英文很好就是动机不良动机不对的求
So you are praying for the wrong motive.
你不是按照神的旨意求。
Not according to God's will.
你只希望这个有了以后可以浪费在你的宴乐当中。
So you want to have it so you can waste it in your pleasure.
难怪这种祷告神没有责任要答应。
That's why God has no obligation to promise you.
可是反过来。
But on the opposite.
当你的祷告常常得到应允呢。
When your prayers are often being answered by God,
你知道你有永生。
You know you have eternal life.
让我举几个例子。
Let me give you some examples.
有一阵子，一师母和我为一对夫妇和一对夫妇谈话。
Some time ago, Mrs. Yi and I had a conversation with a couple.
他们两个人之间的冲突很大。
They have a great conflict in them.
并且也有一段子的时间。
And they've been there for quite a while.
我们谈了几次，好像效果并不好。
After we had a talk about several times, it wasn't very helpful.
我们看到他们两个人似乎继续朝着要分离的道路走。
We see that they were going toward separation.
当然，我们是着急，心里难过。
Of course, we are worried. We feel sorry for them.
我们也不能再做什么。
But we still, there's nothing much we can do.
我们只能向神祷告。
We can only pray to God.
求神施恩怜悯他们。
Ask God to have mercy on them.
不但保守他们两个人。
Not only keep them both.
也保守他们的家庭。
Also keep their family.
不要上魔鬼的当。
Not to be troubled by devils.
也不要被自己的血气骄傲控制住啊。
Don't be controlled by their own flesh and pride.
神的确答应祷告。
God indeed answered the prayer.
过了一阵子,
After a while,
很奇怪的,
wonderfully,
他们两个人心就再次,
so once again they moved toward each other.
现在他们两个人彼此照顾啊,
not because they care for each other,
又继续地认识神,
they continue to know God.
我们只能说神啊,
we can only say, God, thank you.
我也想到我自己,
I also think, thought about myself.
有一阵子,
there was a time
我为我自己的侍奉感到沮丧,
I was discouraged for my ministry.
觉得气馁,
I was discouraged.
和一师母祷告,
and Mrs. E and I prayed.
我告诉神说,
I told God,
神啊, 你既然是你呼召我,
so God, since you called me,
你负责一切,
you are responsible for all.
是你要我在某个地方, 某个教会侍奉,
you want me to serve a certain place in a certain church.
请你让我对目前的情况能够心平气和。
So please give me peace and be calm as for the situation.
不羡慕别人的教会。
I'm not going to envy other people's churches.
也不抱怨自己的教会。
I will not complain our own church.
过了一阵子,
After a while,
神答应祷告,
God answered my prayer.
神借着他的话语,
through his words,
给我平安,
God give me peace,
给我喜乐,
give me joy,
给我力量,
give me a strength,
并且让我再次珍惜神给我的每一只羊,
and once again I begin to cherish every single lamb given to me by God,
因为都是他用宝血赎来的,
because he redeemed them with his precious blood,
都是非常宝贝的,
it's very precious.
我说神啊, 感谢你,
so I thank God.
我想到我们的小女儿,
I thought about our little daughter.
她在明城做实习医生,
she's been an intern in Minneapolis.
她一个星期总有一次要去值班,
every week there's one night she has on call.
早晨7点钟进去,
she go there for 7 o'clock in the morning.
第二天中午出来,
come back and next noon.
她在4个医院这样轮值啊,
she has to go over to the 4 hospitals.
这医院如果不是在明城市中心, 就是在圣保罗市中心,
so most of them are either in the downtown Minneapolis or downtown St. Paul.
所以从我们家去任何医院有很长一段路啊,
so from our home to go at either one of those places, a long journey.
明城的冬天常常会怎么样?
So what do you think would happen to this winter in Minneapolis?
下雪, 下冰雪,
so we have ice, we have snow.
如果那天早上下冰雪,
if you have the ice snow in the morning,
那他去上班就很麻烦,
it would be difficult for him, for her to go to work.
我们只能向神祷告,
we can only pray to God.
求神可怜他,
so may have God have mercy on her.
求神施恩在他的, 身上,
to bless her.
神答应我们的祷告,
God answered our prayer.
在过去超过2年当中,
in the past 2 years,
每次明城有大风雪的时候,
every time when there's a big snowstorm in Minneapolis,
很奇妙的,
it's just so wonderfully,
都是他到了医院以后才开始的,
it only happened after he arrived at the hospital.
然后第二天他出来的时候,
and
中午,
when she comes home next noon,
雪已经停了,
so the snow stopped.
路也惨了,
and the road has been cleared.
太阳大大的,
so there's sun too.
她根本不晓得24小时发生了什么事情,
she doesn't even know what happened in 24 hours.
但是我们常常提醒她,
we'll often remind her.
神是听祷告的神,
God listens to prayers.
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这是神为什么要我们很热烈跟忠心的祷告。
That's why God wants us to pray fervently and faithfully.
因为他要我们享受祷告蒙应允之后所带来救恩的确定。
So he wants us to experience the assurance of salvation after when your prayers were answered.
能不能问你几个问题?
May I ask you some questions?
请问你有没有让你的祷告被答应过?
Have you ever had your prayers being answered?
那是你生命的模型吗?
Is that a pattern of your life?
请问你有没有为一个不信主人祷告？
Have you ever prayed for an unbeliever?
看见那个人，哦，他真的相信神呢。
And then you see that person become a believer.
请问你有没有为某位在极大苦恼当中人祷告？
Have you ever prayed for someone who is in great trouble?
而看到神讲那个情形，转变成为他的祝福啊。
And you see God turn his trouble to be his blessing.
请问你有没有寻找神呢？
You ever seek God?
因为你觉得生命中很空虚啊,
you think there's emptiness in your life.
而看到神填满了他,
so you can see God filled him fully.
请问你有没有祷告求神饶恕你?
Have you asked God to forgive you?
让你一个清洁的良心,
so you may have a clean heart.
得到洁白如雪的心,
so you can have as pure as snow.
请问神,你有没有祷告神啊? 请你讲, 让我有机会讲真理, 讲得清楚。
Have you asked God, so God, please teach me how to talk, teach the truth?
我要讲给一个人听啊。
I want to teach to someone.
或者我要讲给一群的人听啊。
I want to speak to a group of people.
而很奇怪，你经历到他的恩典。
And then you wonderfully experience His.
那你在讲的时候，你就从来没有这么清楚的讲过。
Have you never been so clear as you were teaching?
请问你有没有祷告求神？
Have you ever asked God
让你的先生跟太太
to let your husband or wife
更能够像神
more like God
很奇怪看到对方的生命就这样改变
then you can see their life start changing
你有没有为你的儿女们祷告
Have you prayed for your children
让他们能够认识你 认识神
so that may know God
以神做他们救主跟生命的主
so they will also accept God to be their Lord and Savior
很奇怪过去他们没有兴趣
Now, wonderfully, in the past, they have no interest.
但突然他们开始对神有兴趣。
Now they do.
请问你有没有在一个很痛苦的环境当中?
Have you ever, when you were in deep trouble,
没有求神说, 请你赶快让我离开啊。
You didn't ask God to take away all your trouble.
神啊, 请你给我知足的心。
So you ask God to give you a content heart.
让我能够面对而度过。
So I can face it and overcome.
最后你有没有求神呢?
Lastly, have you ever asked God?
说我要更认识你。
I want to know you more.
他就让你经过一些痛苦的功课。
And he will teach you through some difficult lessons.
而经历你与他同在的亲密。
So you can experience the intimacy that he is with you.
这些都是指标。
All those are the yardsticks.
这些表明你属于他。
Those prove that you belong to him.
他也属于你。
He also belongs to you.
我们今天跟赛斯总共看了八个测验。
So last time and today we looked together 8 tests.
你可能会有三种反应。
You may have a 3 kind of reactions.
这八个测验，这七个测验或八个测验，你觉得说感谢神，我每个测验都能够通过。
You may say, thank God I have passed all this test.
这是证明你的确属于他,
to prove you truly belong to him.
你应该继续地荣耀神,
so you will continue to glorify God.
反过来,
the opposite.
可能这七个测验你觉得你一个都不能通过。
Maybe you think you have not passed any of the 7 tests.
这是个危险的记号。
So that's a dangerous mark.
我请你听了以后不要只是生气。
I will ask you not to be mad after heard this.
不要说牧师你是谁啊。
Say, hey, who are you?
只有你讲的是对的吗?
Only you said it's true.
我想问问别的人看看他们怎么讲。
I want to ask other people see what their opinion.
不要浪费时间。
Don't waste your time.
回到圣经呢?
Return to Bible.
特别回到约翰一书。
Especially go back to 1 John.
让神的话语自己让你看得见。
Read God's word, let you see it.
谦卑下来了。
Humble yourself.
可以告诉神啊。
You can tell God.
神啊, 我不晓得, 我看来是没有你。
So, God, I didn't know that I don't have you.
但是我要求啊。
But I'm asking.
我就是要你。
I just want you.
我要悔改相信你。
I want to repent and believe in you.
请你来。
Please come.
今天就来。
Come today.
如果你是第三种可能,
if you're the third possibility,
有些我很好, 有些我还没有通过,
some are passed, some I didn't.
但今天神的话语让你听了扎心,
but God's words today pierce to your heart.
你愿意继续地往前走,
you want to continue to work forward.
我为你感谢神,
I thank you for God.
神会继续带领你,
God will continue to lead you.
那你更有把握通过每一个测验。
So you have more confidence.
能够更像他。
You can please him.
约翰说得好啊。
John said well.
在我们今天的那个背诵经文。
This is the memory verse today.
我讲这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生，就让我们能够肯定的知道我们的确有永生。
So that let us be confirmed we are truly indeed have eternal life.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是爱我们的神。
You are the God for love.
你用各种的方法要让我们知道我们有永生。
You teach us to know through many, many ways that we have eternal life.
但是永生不是我们自己说有就有。
But we cannot say we have eternal life, so we'll have it.
你也把这些测验摆在我们前面。
You have also presented to us this test.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们能够坦白。
We can be honest.
我们能够谦虚。
We can be humble.
我们能够肯定我们是你的儿女。
So we can confirm that we are your children.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.